Cape Town, South Africa is running out of water, and quickly. They call it day zero, the day the taps run dry in Cape Town, and day zero has now crept up to April 22nd. The government in Cape Town is racing to build desalination plants and drill boreholes into aquifers deep underground, but residents are already lining up to get water, and rationing could be in their future. Here's Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille speaking at a water drilling site earlier this month.
Day zero is now projected to be the 22nd of April. This is the first in the history ever of the city of Cape Town. They'll be going to drill for water and extract that water. We must make sure that we can avoid day zero.
For more, let's go to Cape Town now. Wendell Rolf is correspondent for Reuters. Wendell, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Wendell, just how bad is the situation in Cape Town? Can you feel or see that something's going wrong with the water?
Well, no, absolutely. We are currently being battered by a severe drought. It's the worst drought to hit the city in more than a century. Gardens are brown. People are having to line up at sort of free water spots to try and get water. The effect of the drought is tangible.
Well, what's caused this shortage, Wendell? There's a drought, you just mentioned it, but it's not the first. Why is Cape Town running dry now?
I think some people have suggested that it's a lack of foresight on the city of Cape Town. You are correct. It's not the first drought. However, it is a major drought. There was a drought a few years ago in 2009, previously in 2003 as well, when the notion of desalination plants were also mooted. What's happened now is that this year, the last 12 to 24 months, the drought has been very severe. And what's been happening is that Cape Town gets most of its water supply from dams. These dams are parched, they are cracked, and there's a dwindling water supply. And that is causing the city now to try and get water elsewhere. As the mayor mentioned, by drilling ancient aquifers, by building temporary desalination plants. But some have suggested that it's a little bit too late.
Is Cape Town trucking water in from other parts of the country? What else are they doing?
No, not that bad. I think the mitigation factors are working. Capetonians, they have very much come to the party. 2 years ago, in January 2016, we were using daily consumption of about 1.1 billion liters of water. With a very massive public awareness campaign, the city is trying to halve that initial consumption rate to 500 million liters of water. But it's touch and go.
Cape Town is a city with a lot of economic disparity, big differences between rich and poor. I would imagine that water shortages and the need to cut water probably affects people in much the same way.
The statement is very correct. You have the vast majority of people who live in shanty towns where there is hardly any access to clean running water. And on the flip side of the coin, you have exceptionally rich areas where the people have huge pools, where they have sprinkler systems. However, I think as the city has also mentioned, they are keen not to engage in a blame game because even the more affluent residents are also trying their bit. But I think it would be a common cause to suggest that those more affluent areas are using more water than the poorer areas.
So, Wendell, people talk about day zero in Cape Town, the day the city runs out of water. What has this done to the culture in the city for something so basic to all of a sudden be so very scarce? Is it pulling people together? Is it driving them apart?
If you recall, a few years ago, not only the city, but South Africa, there was a power shortage. And now that has been overcome. And now we're sitting with a water shortage. Are people coming together? Yes. But again, I think there could be a class analogy. The richer, more affluent residents of Cape Town can afford to buy water. The poorer residents, not necessarily so. People across racial, across class, are being assailed on a daily basis with the news that please conserve water. Don't waste water. So yes, I think everybody is pulling together. Nobody wants to stand in a queue.
Wendell Rolf in Cape Town, South Africa, reporting as that city nears the point where it goes dry, day zero. Wendell, thank you.
Thank you very much, Todd.